महत्सेवांग दारमाहुत विमुक्ति स्तमद्वारंग जूषितांग संगी संगम महांतस्ते समचित्ता प्रशांता विमन्नवसु हिद साधु जी। इन कंटिन्यूएशन ऑफ द लास्ट भाग रिसाइटेड डे बिफोर यस्टरडे द सेकेंड भाग द suggesting how one can be liberated from these material bondage. In the first verse, it was suggested that this human form of life is not meant for wasting uselessly like the animals, dogs and hogs. It should be properly utilized. The suggestion was tapa, tapasya. Tapasya means austerity, voluntarily accepting some inconvenience. This is called tapasya. Tapa, one meaning is disturbances. Suppose I am practiced to some habit, if I am advised to give it up, it becomes little troublesome. For example, if I am habituated to smoke and somebody or higher authorities say, don't smoke. To give up smoking is little difficult, those who are habituated to smoke. Similarly, but according to the doctor's advice, if somebody has to give up smoking, he has to. Otherwise, his disease may not be cured. Similarly, our this present position, tapo dibbang putra kajina suddhita satya, we are constantly, repeatedly changing body, transmigration of the soul, tatha dehantara prapti, that means we are accepting death. Death means change of the final change of the body. When this body is no more useful to continue, then by nature another body is offered. At the time of death, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, jang jang bapi smaran loki tajat tanti kalevaram. Sada tadbhava bhavit. We create a mental situation. We have got two kinds of bodies, subtle body and gross body. This gross body is made of five gross material elements: earth, water, fire, air, ether. And the subtle body is made of mind, intelligence and ego. When we sleep, the gross body does not work, but the subtle body works. We dream therefore. So, at the time of death, this gross body is finished. But the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego will carry me to another gross body. It will enter into the womb of another mother and she will create another similar body like the mother, and when it is complete, then it will come out. So the spirit soul is in this way bound up by the material, gross body and subtle body. This is our disease. This is material existence means we are suffering from this disease. So in the first verse it was suggested by Rishabdev to his sons, my dear sons, tapo putraka, tapo divvanga putraka, jina suddhita satya, jasmad brahma saukham anantam. Our position is, as I explained the other day, we are part and parcel of God. God's existence is Satchitananda Vigraha, eternal, blissful knowledge. So we are part and parcel. Our knowledge, our blissfulness, our eternity may be very small, but we possess the same quality. Anandamaya Abhyasath. In the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, the spirit soul or God, God is the Supreme Spirit, and we are minute. He is Vibhu, unlimited. We are Anu, very small, molecular or atomic. So quality is the same. So our seeking after eternity, seeking after full knowledge and to remain blissful, that is our nature, because we are part and parcel of God. But on account of being covered by these material elements, earth, water, air, fire, ether, mind, intelligence and ego, we are suffering this disease, janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Janma means birth and mrityu means death. As soon as we take birth, it means we must be prepared for death. I am increasing my age means decreasing my age, not increasing. When a child is born, if some friends ask when this child is born, now 1 week before, that means the child has already died 1 week. From his duration of life, make 1 week minus. So we are dying every moment. Mrityu, death is sure as death. So, but we are not meant for death, neither we are meant for birth. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Na jayate naam liyate va. The spirit soul is never born, neither he dies. Nita sasatoyam na hannate hannavani sarire. The spirit soul, nita, eternal, shasat, inexhaustible. Nahannate, clearly says, nahannate hannamane sharire. So this death is artificial. Therefore we do not like to die. We do not like to be unhappy. We do not like to be without any knowledge. This is our nature. But because this nature is hampered on material condition, therefore the business of the human being is to cure this disease, birth, death, old age and disease. This is the mission of life. Not to waste time, not to waste our life, duration of life, just simply jumping like dog and hog. That is not human life. Tapo dibbang, Therefore, you have to undergo tapasya. We should not indulge whimsically to anything. That is not human life. Therefore, human life, there is need of education. There is need of regularities. There is need of following the instruction of the authorities. That is in human life. Law is meant for the human life, not for the cats and dogs. Therefore, Rishabdev suggested that you practice austerity. Austerity means, I have already explained, I do not like to do anything, but for curing this material disease, I have to do that. This is called austerity. The same example. I am habituated to smoke. I don't like if somebody says, don't smoke. It is difficult for me. But I have to do it if we want to cure my disease. This is called austerity. So, according to Vedic system, we should be sinless. Unless we become sinless, there is no possibility of understanding God. That is not possible. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jesham tu antagatam papam jananang punyakarmanam te dandamaha nirmukta bhajanti imang dhirabhrata. A person who has completely finished the reaction of his sinful life. Jesham tu antagatam papam jananang punyakarmanam. So if we be engaged in punyakarma, pious activities, then there is no chance of acting impiously. So punya karma, jagaddana tapakriya, these are the activities of piety. Jagga, performing sacrifice. There are different types of sacrifices mentioned, but in this age, it is difficult. Therefore, in this age, the easiest sacrifice is chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. Jaggai sankirtanai prayai jajanti hi sumedhas. This performing this jagga, sankirtan jagga, you have to simply agree. Otherwise, you have no loss. Simply you have gain. Chant Hare Krishna. We are not asking anybody to give us some fees, some dollars, then you chant. No, it is free. You can chant if you like. This is jagga. This is the jagga of this age. Anyone can join. It doesn't matter that this class of men will join. No, anyone. Poor, rich, white, black, illiterate, learned, everyone. Jaggai Sankirtan means bhavi militva. Many people assemble together when glorify the Lord, that is called Sankirtan. So this Hare Krishna Mahamantra means we are preaching all over the world. There is no difficulty. Everyone is joining. Everyone is chanting. So it is not very difficult task. Anyone. This is jagga. And then dana. Dana means charity. So, whatever you earn, at least some percentage of your money should be given in charity. The best charity is to give for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement, God consciousness. Krishna says, dadasidat kurushatad madarpanam. If you want to give in charity something, please give me. Krishna says, God says. So, jagaddana, tapa, again tapa, austerity. Jagaddana, tapa, kriya, pavanani, manishina. We should not give up this practice. Performing jagga, giving in charity, and practicing tapasya. This is essential for the human being. This should be practiced as far as possible. So this is called pious activities. So one should be engaged in pious activities, then there will be no chance of committing sinful activities. In this way, when you are mature, no more sinful life, pure life. Jisham suantagatanga papam jananang punna karmanam. Always practicing pious activities. Te dandamahanin mukta. Such person, without any doubt, without any duality, can be engaged in the service of the Lord. Such person. Therefore, Rishabde says, tapo devanga putraka. Putraka, my dear boys, my dear sons, don't waste your time like hogs and dogs. Just practice tapasya. Tapo dibbam. Dibbam, dibbam means for divine purpose. Not for manufacturing some weapon for killing thousands of men at a time. This requires also tapasya. Very great attention, labor and perseverance, everything required. That is called tapasya. But not that kind of tapasya for the inauspicious position of the human society. No, tapo dibbam, for divine understanding. So the benefit will be jena suddhita satta. Then our existence, the position, existential position, will be purified. And what will be the result if it is purified? Jena brahma saukham ananta. We are seeking after eternal life, we are seeking after happiness, and we are seeking after full knowledge. That will be attained. So, tapo dibbanga putraka jena suddhita satta jasmat brahma saukham ananta. That is success of life. Now, in the next verse, how we can practice tapasya? That is recommended here. Mahasevam. Mahasevam dharam ahur vimukti. Mahat, great soul. Mahat means great soul. Who is great soul? Mahatmanustumang prartha devi prakriti maasrita. Great soul means who has taken shelter of the spiritual nature. He is great soul. There are two natures, spiritual nature and material nature. We can understand material nature, this body, and spiritual nature, the soul. And there are two things within our this existence, matter and spirit. Similarly, there are two energies of God. One energy is called material energy, and the other is called spiritual energy. God is appreciated. We can understand God, there is God, by the presence of His energy. Just like we can understand there is sun, in the presence of the sunlight. Light is the energy of the sun. In the morning, as soon as you see through your door, open a window, that there is now light, you can understand there is sunrise. So we can understand the existence of God by the presence of His energy. By the presence of His energy. Just like sun is appreciated by the presence of heat and light. Similarly, whatever we see in this world, there are two energies working, material energy and spiritual energy. We can understand there is God. Otherwise, where from this energy is coming? As soon as we get heat and light, we understand there is the sun. Similarly, sarvedam akhilam jagat. Ekostani thitasagne jusna vistarina jatha parasa brahmana shakti sarvedam akhilam jagat. What is this world? This world is distribution of the two energies of God, the material energy and the spiritual energy. So Mahat means one who has taken shelter of the spiritual energy. He is called Mahat, great soul. So far the material energy is concerned, then generally all living entities who are in this material world, they have taken the shelter of the material energy, 8,400,000 forms of body. But the Mahat means one who has taken the shelter of the spiritual energy. So Mahasema, we have to approach such person who has taken the shelter of the spiritual energy of God. Mahasemam daram ahur vimukti. If you want liberation from this bondage, birth, death, old age and disease and so many other things, then you have to execute tapasya under the direction of a great soul. Mahasema daram ahur vimukti. If you want liberation, and tamadvaram joshitam sangi sangam. Joshitam means, joshit means omen. So this material energy is, every energy is omen. The spiritual energy also omen. Material energy is omen. The material energy is tamo, darkness. And the other energy is the light. Therefore, Vedic injunction is tamasima jyotirgama. Don't remain under these, the darkness material energy. In the Chandi, those who have read Chandi, ja devi sarvabhutana nidra rupena sanasthita. The material energy's business is to keep us in slumber, without any pure knowledge. This is material energy. So if we keep ourselves within the material energy, that is, that will lead us more and more in the darkest region of hellish condition of life. Samadharam joshitang sangi sangha. Those who are too much materially affected, to associate with such person means you remain within the material energy. And if you associate with persons who are great souls, who are taking the shelter of spiritual energy, then your path of liberation will be open. This is the purpose. Mahasemanadharam ahu vimukti samadharam jyositam sangi sangam. Mahantaste samajitya, and how I can understand who is Mahat or great soul. That description is given. Mahantaste samajitya, equilibrium. They are kind to everyone. There is no discrimination. Samajitya, that means spiritual realization. To see everyone on equal level. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmani gavi hastini sunice cha sapake cha pandita samadarsha. In another place it is said, brahma bhuta prasannatma nasochati nakankati sama sarveshu bhuteshu. This is samajit. Equally disposed to everyone. Not that he is American, so I shall be kind to him. Or he is Indian, I shall be kind to him. He is black, I shall be kind to him. He no, everyone. Pandita, Samadarsha, Samuchitta. This is the qualification of grace. There is no distinction. He is such and such person, therefore I have no business with him. No, the preaching. Krishna is preaching to everyone. Christ is preaching to everyone. They are called Mahanta. Mahanta means great soul. So here it is said, Mahantasti Samuchitta Prasanta. Always very peaceful. Pakrishti Rupena Santa. There is no disturbance because he knows himself. He is not disturbed by any material condition. Ahituki Apratihata. Spiritual advancement of life is never hindered by any material condition. It is not that I am under such and such condition, I cannot make any advancement in spiritual life. No. Spiritual advancement is never checked by material condition. Therefore it is said, Prasanta, Vimalna Bhava. He is never angry. Never angry. Vimalna Bhava. Suhido, Su, any well wisher for everyone. That is the vision of Maha. He is seeing that without God consciousness, without his relationship with God, he is suffering. Suhido, Sadhava, Sadhava, Sadhu. The Saman substance, Sadhu means saintly person. So who is saintly person? Titiksava karunika suhida sarvabhutana. Sadhu means, saintly person means titiksava, tolerant. Tolerant. Without being disturbed. Now, in the Western countries, Lord Jesus Christ, the tolerant, he is being crucified, still he is praying to God, please excuse me. No, of course, his position is different. So one should try to become sadhu. Sadhu. Titiksava karunika suhidat sarvabhutana. So the saman substance of sadhu means, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, mant of Babylon. Upite sudurachara bhajate mamanannabha sadhu riva saman. If one is staunchly adhered to the service of the Lord, he is called sadhu, saintly person, sadhu. Mahantaste samachitta prasanta vimannava suida sadhavaji. These are the qualifications of Mahatma, great soul. So we have to find out, the Vedic injunction is try to find out such person that you have to take. Tadvidhi pranipatena paripasnena sevaya. You find out such person and associate with him. Try to serve him. Pranipatena, by fully surrender. Tadvidhi pranipatena paripasnena sevaya. Upadakshanti tadgyanam gyaninath. So we have to approach such person. As it is described here. Mahasiva, I have to give my service to the great soul. And these are the symptoms of great soul. So, as we are finding out so many things for our satisfaction, so our real business is how to get out of this material disease. And to get out of this material disease, the prescription is given here, Mahasiva. Just try to serve a great soul. And who is a great soul? That is described here. Mahantasti samachitta prasanta vimannava suhida sadhava ji. Then the next verse it is said, this sadhu, this mahatma, generally those who are in the renounced order of life. There are four grades of life. brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. The description already given, that it is meant for mendicant who have nothing to do with material affairs or household life, renounce order, sannyasi, it is applicable to them. But another Mahatma also is recommended here. Jiva maise krita sauhidartha janesu deham bhravartikesu grihesu jayatma ja ratimatsu na priti jukta javad arthyascha loke. Another, that grihastha, householder, it is not that simply sannyasi renounced order, those who have renounced this material connection, they can become great soul. Not necessarily. Even those who are in family life, living with wife, children, friends, they can also become great soul. They can become great soul. So how they can become great soul? Jiva maise krita sauhidartha. They are such grihastha householder. It's not exactly meant for how to get money. No. Their aim is how to get friendship of the Lord. That is their aim. It doesn't matter. He lives with wife and children. That doesn't matter. But what is the aim of his life? The aim of his life is mai ise kritasau hidartha. This instruction is given by Rishabden. He is incarnation of God. Therefore he said, one who is seeking the friendship of me or God, kritasau hidartha. His only business is how to keep friendship with Krishna, just like Arjuna. Arjuna is a householder and he is a Kshatriya, royal family, and he was a warrior. He knew how to fight. But his friendship with Krishna was very, very intense. Krita Sauhidat. Therefore, Krishna instructed Arjuna. Arjuna, I am instructing this mystery of Bhagavad Gita unto you. Arjuna might have said that, why you are giving me instruction? I am neither sannyasi nor a very learned scholar in Vedanta, or I am grihastha, householder, a politician, and royal family. So why you have selected me? Na bhaktosi. Because you are my devotee. This is what. Bhaktosi, priyosi. Not only ordinary friend, very dear friend. So if you become dear friend, like Arjuna, of Krishna, God, then in whatever position you remain, you are Mahatma, graceful. That is it. It is not that. In the Kali Yuga, in this age, it is very difficult to accept renounced order of life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended that you remain in your position. It doesn't matter. But become a Mahatma, great soul. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sane sthita sutigatana tanuvana manobhi prayasa jita ajita. The process is how to become Mahatma. That process is recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not it is his manufactured process, but it is recommended to the Vedic Shastra. What is that? Jnane prayasam udapasa namanta eva. The process is, don't try to speculate on God. Give up this process, this bad habit. You cannot speculate. Jnane prayasam. This is called jnana. Jnana means knowledge. Acquire knowledge. Everyone is trying to. Nobody is interested now to understand what is God. But there are some. But they are trying to understand God by mental speculation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this practice should be given up. Speculation. Jnane prayasam udappa namantaya. Just become submissive. Namantaya. Don't think that I am very learned scholar. I can manufacture my own way how to find out God. Or I am God and so on and so on. This practice should be given up. Just become humble and meek. Jnani prayasam udupasa namanta eva. Then, what shall I do? Becoming humble and meek. Sarvakaritanga bhavadiyo vartam. You try to understand about God from a God-realized person. That will help you. Sthane sthita. There is no need of changing your position. You remain wherever you are. Sutikatanga tanuvanga manobhi. Just lend your this oral reception and try to hear about God from this self-realized person, from Mahatma. Then one day it will become so that although God is unconquerable, you will conquer him. Prayana ajito jitopasi, you will conquer. God, you cannot conquer God. But God agrees to be conquered by his devotee. This is the indirect meaning, to become devotee. This is the way. And what is the devotional way? Sabanam kirtanam Vishnu. Just try to hear about Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. Sabanam, the first years, that you have kindly come here. You are trying to hear. This is very good. This is the beginning of class. Then kirtanam, samanam kirtanam. Whatever you hear, you discuss amongst yourself. That is called kirtanam. Samanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam. Remember about the topics of God. Samanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasivanam archanam bandhanam. There are 9 methods. Archanam, temple worship. So, any one of these methods will help you. If you take the 9 methods, that is very good. If not, take 8. If not, take 7. If not, take 6. Take 5, 4, 3, 2. Take at least one. That one is very easy. Sravanam. We are opening several centers of Krishna consciousness movement. Not only we are wanting, there are many other centers also to hear about God. That is very essential. Savanam Gitanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasi. So this process can be practiced even at home. There is no necessity that you have to change your place, you have to give up your business, you have to give up your occupation, or you have to give up your family relationship. No. You remain in your. But practice this, sarvanam. Just as you are hearing here in this hall, you can do it at home. These books are there. I am speaking from the book. You can speak also from the book. And sit down amongst your family members and chant Hare Krishna. So the aim should be how to become friend of God. It doesn't matter whether you remain at home or out of home. Narottam Das Thakur says, griheva bonete thako hago unango bole da. Either you remain at home or outside home. You chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Bhasani, Gaur. This is the person. Very simple person. And Hare Krishna. And if you want, of course, knowledge will come automatically. If your heart is purified by this samanam kautanam method, cheta darpanam anjanam, then the heart will be purified and God is situated within your heart. Then as soon as your heart is purified, you will be able to see God within yourself, within your heart. That is called meditation. You see God within yourself and see it constantly, here is God, here is Krishna. That is meditation. So, premanyana shurita bhakti bilochanena santa sadaiva ridayesu bilokayanti. Santa, saintly person, a mahatma, they develop by hearing about God constantly. They develop love of God. That is the aim of life. That is the real purpose of human life. Prema pumartha maha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended that what is the actual benefit of this human form of life? To develop our dormant love for God. That is what. Not to accumulate money. Nothing will go with us. Everything will remain. The bank balance will remain in the bank and we have to go. And there will be fight amongst the claimants. So that will be created. But then nothing will go with you. Simply your consciousness, Krishna consciousness, will help you at the time of death. If you remember, Krishna, janga janga vapi smaran loki, tajantante kalevaram. Somehow or other, if you remember at the time of death, Krishna, then your life is successful. So it doesn't matter whether you remain outside home or inside home, what is your occupation, but do not forget your real business. This is the Krishna consciousness movement. So jiva maise kritasauhidartha janesu deham bharvatikesu grihesu jayatma jaratimasu na priti yukta. The symptom of a mahatma, great soul, is described here. What is that? That driham bharvatikesu, those who are simply planning how to keep this body comfortable. That is the material one. Everyone is busy. How to keep this body very comfortable? Although it is not possible. There are so many disturbances, so many miserable conditions, that there is no possibility of keeping this body in comfortable position. That is not, that is a fact. But still, we are trying. They are called deha, deham bharobhartikesu. Just to make gorgeous arrangement for keeping this body very comfortable. They are called deham bharobhartikesu. They are simply busy. How to keep this body comfortable? To such person, janesu deham bharobhartikesu and grihesu, although he is at home, then Jaya means wife, Jaya Atmaja, the children, and Rati, money. These things are required, household. Wife required, children required, money required, place required. So, na priti yukta. His business is not how to increase money, how to please the relatives, how to talk with the persons interested in keeping this body. No priti yukta. He is not interested with them. Priti yukta javadarthastho loke. Simply just be engaged with them as far as your duty. It does not mean that I am not attached to my wife, therefore I shall forget my duties to wife and children. It doesn't mean. Javadarthasu loke. As it is my duty, I must execute, but my main business is how to secure friendship with Krishna. Such kind of grihastha is mahatma. So there are two kinds of mahatma. One is renounce order. They are preaching all over the world for the benefit of the society, and the grihastha, he may not be preaching, he can preach. amongst his relatives, members, children, he can also preach, friends. So preaching cannot be stopped. You can do small scale or big scale. The benefit will be sabanam kirtanam. Just like we are preaching, we are hearing also, and you are chanting also. So this chanting and hearing process should be increased. One should try to become sinless and try to make friendship with God. Then our life will be successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. God has his form, that I explained the other day, but his form is not like our form. His form is Satchidananda Vigraha. His body is eternal, full of knowledge and blissful. This form is not eternal, neither full of knowledge, not blissful. So, it is not that God has no form. When it is described indirectly that God has no form, means he has no form like us. Don't think that he has no form. He has no form, material form like us, which is not eternal, not full of knowledge, not blissful. So God has form. God's form is realized in three different stages. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vadanti tattatta vidasatyam jadgyanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti sabdati. That absolute truth is realized. They are one, but realized in three different phases. Just like the example is given, I have given several times, that the sun glow and the sun god, there is within the sun glow, there is sun god. His name is Vibhushan. As you refer to Bhagavad Gita, in the Bhagavad Gita you will find the predominating deity or the president of the sun globe. His name is Vibhushan. Imang Vibhushati Yugam Pattavanahoyabha. Krishna said that many millions of years ago he went to the sun globe and he preached this Bhagavad Gita to the sun god, the president of the sun god, Vibhusha. So they are living entities. The sun god is a living entity. The difference is that the living entities there, the body is made of fire. As our body is made of earth, dirt, their body is made of fire. Therefore they are so glowing. Everything. This is fiery planet, airy planet, watery planet, earthly planet, five elements. So, if we cannot imagine that because we are about earthly body, there cannot be fiery body. That is our lack of knowledge, poor fund of knowledge. In God's creation, there are varieties. So, just like we can see in the water, they are living entities. Their body is made of different, not different, but different proportion of the material elements. So they can remain within the water. Similarly, different proportion in every planet. In the Shastra, we see, it is not that all the planets are vacant only. This is not very good idea. Everywhere there are living entities. So all these living entities throughout the whole universe, they are possessing body of the material elements. But God has no such body. His body is different. Satchidananda Vigraha, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. So that Satchidananda Vigraha, spiritual body, can be expanded, reduced, anoraniyan, mahato mahiyan. He can expand this body, spiritual body, bigger than the biggest. And he can reduce the body smaller than the smallest. That is God's body. You cannot do that. Annantara sang paramanucha, God is within the atom. How he is within the atom? Anoraniyan. He can become smaller than the smallest. He can become bigger than the biggest. So Arjuna, when he saw the Vishwarupa, he showed him the bigger than the biggest form. But his usual form is two-handed and two-legged. This is just like it is said in the Bible, man is made after the image of God. So God has got two hands, two legs, exactly, but he is the omnipotent, almighty. Our power is limited, his power is unlimited. Otherwise he has got four.
Question is, why do you refer to the material world as darkness and as a disease?
Don't you see darkness? You require light.
Yes, but darkness is but another form of light.
Yes, ignorance. Darkness means ignorance. We do material life means we do not know things as they are. That is darkness. Yes, the knowledge is not perfect. Therefore, everyone is in darkness.
But why do you call the body and the spirit? The spirit and the body is a polemic of life, of being in the universe.
What is that? Because there is birth, death and old age. This is disease.
But it is only one form of energy, one certain level of energy. And energy never gets lost.
No, there are two. Yes, that I have already explained, material energy and spiritual energy. In the material energy, you have got all this birth, death, old age and disease. In the spiritual energy, there is no such thing. So we have to go to the spiritual energy. Disease you contact. Nobody forces you to contact disease. When you become disease, you contaminate some infection. Not that anyone forces you to contaminate. So when you come to the material world, it is your own disease. Yes, then you will be cured of this material disease. That is Krishna consciousness movement.
Should not speculate about God, and that one should be sinless. To be sinless, is that a speculation of God?
This is the idea of sinless. We live in sin. We do not know what sin is. So what is the idea of living without sin is speculation? How do we know what is sin and what is not sin?
We live in sin. So is it not speculation to consider a sinless state?
Yes. If you speculate, then also you will not be in position to understand what is seen and what is past. Therefore you have to hear from the authority. Just like Krishna says, jagaddana tapakriya natajya. These four things should not be given up. Performing sacrifices, giving in charity, and practicing tapasya. So you cannot speculate. But you take the instruction from authority and try to do it. It is not speculation. It is receiving the instruction from the authority. They do not know, therefore they must search out if he is serious.
But is there no way of finding out what is good in there, besides obeying rules and regulations of the authority system? Because to follow a rule would obviously be to create frustration in yourself.
Is there some way to find out good without following the rules and regulations laid down by the authorities?
No, that is not possible. He cannot violate the rules and regulations. That is not possible.
He says that to follow the rules is to be frustrated.
Why frustrated? So many people are following the rules and regulations. Where is the frustration? That is tapasya. I want to do something, but the rule says do not do, so I'll have to do it. This is called tapasya. And I have no intention to do it, but because it is ordered by the authority, I have to do it. It's like the law in the street. You find it convenient to go by one side of the road, but the law says keep to the right. No, you don't like it, you still have to go.
Says that you follow the rules and regulations. These rules and regulations, they have been forced upon us in our upbringing. And he says also in religion, rules and regulations are forced upon us. And does this not bring frustration because we're doing something we may not like to do?
That I'm already explained. This is called tapasya. You have to do something which you may not like to do. That is tapas. That is advice. Tapo dibbam putraka. Jagaddana tapakriya. This is called tapasya. I do not like to do something. But I have to do it because I have accepted somebody as authority. This is tapasya. So this has to be practiced. But it will be easier and by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. There will be no, just like these boys, European, American boys, they're strictly following the rules and regulations. But it has become not very difficult, very easy, because they're chanting Hare Krishna. That is the only method.
Is it not speculation to say that one knows God? As soon as he thinks that he knows God.
You know also God. You know also God. Huh? You are, do you think you are independent of God? No, no, you do not know. Why do you do not know? You do not know that you are not independent? No? But are you not going to die? Can you check your death? You will be forced to die. So how do you say that you are independent? He does not know what is the meaning of death? For me, meaning you are a special person. Everyone knows what is death. Everyone is afraid of death. If you do not know, then I do not know whether you are a human being. So you have to learn it, then you talk. You have to learn it. What you do not know, you have to learn it. You have to learn it, that I already said. But everyone knows that he is not independent. He is dependent. Just like you are a young man, if you say, I will not become old man, that is false. You will have to become old man. Therefore you are dependent. Why don't you think like that? Nobody wants to become an old man, but he is forced to become an old man. How do you know that you are independent? You are dependent. You may not be, but others are. They do not like the old man and suffer the old man's position. He says that Mangi Partha Bapat Sitya Jipisu Papa Junaya Striya Vaishastatha Sudra Stivi Janti Parangati. Striya means so much. So there is no restriction for going back to home, back to Godhead, for anyone, and what to speak of man, woman, anyone. If he wants to go back, there is no restriction. Stivi Janti Parangati. Māṅhi pārtha bhapāsritya jīpiṣu pāpajuna. This is it. For God there is no discrimination. Woman, man have equal rights to become godly and back to home, back to God.
Guruji, I'd like to know how you reconcile the following. One, the attribute of God, Paul, who therefore believe God is, that God is infinite and He is all present. And you said just now that God has form. To have form would mean that He has a shape and He is fine. And how could you reconcile these two? He is formless and He has form. He is all over and He is infinite. This is the truth of things.
The reconciliation I have explained several times. Just like the sun glow, the sun god and the sun shine, they are one. They are light and heat. But still, sun shine is not the sun glow. And sun glow is not the sun god. This is reconciliation. Anyone can understand. The three things, they are one by heat and light. But at the same time, when the sun shine is within your room, it does not mean the sun globe is within your room or the sun god is within your room. This is reconciliation.
And Buddha and Krishna are all manifestations of the same God, or do we believe that Krishna is the only one?
No, they are manifestation of God. That's all right. We say, Kesava Dhrita Buddha Sarira Jaya Jagadisha Hari. Oh my Lord, Buddha, now you have come as Buddha, but you are the same Krishna. We pray like that.
Food. That is the difference between God's name and material name.
and the material name, the food, the name of food, and actually food, rice, dal, chapati, food, they're different. They're different. But in the spiritual world, God and His name is the same.
But the significance that we give to the word, food is a creation of man's mind. The word God is also a creation of man's mind. We attach spiritual significance to the one word and not to the other. But if we think of everything emanating from God, that can ultimately mean that everything is.
Yes. So, if you become intelligent more, then you will inquire what from the food comes. At the present moment, you may chant food, 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 and you get food. Then if you are intelligent, you will inquire what from the food came. That is the next step.
And I understand food must come from the
food is coming from God. That you do not know. You are simply interested with food, but you do not know what from the food is coming. That is your innocence. If you are advanced student, then your next inquiry will be where from the food comes. Then you come to God. At the lower stage, you are interested with food. But in the higher stage, he'll be interested where from the food comes. That is intelligence. You want to stay in the food stage, that's all. So we are advising go furthermore. That is our advice. Now this is intelligence. If you are interested in food, that's all right. Everyone is interested in food. The child, he is interested with food only. Anything he gets, he puts into the mouth. He is interested in food. But when he grows up, he understands that the food is supplied by the father, by the mother. That is progress of life. If you don't want progress, if you want to remain in the childhood state, there is another thing.
His question is that
God is infinite.
What is the special quality that makes one a spiritual master to describe the infinite when God is beyond speculation?
God is beyond speculation, that's it. But the spiritual master says what God says. It does not change. That is spiritual master. Just like a child, he asks his father, "Father, what is this?" The father says, "My dear child, it is microphone." So, when the child says, "It is microphone," this is correct, although he's child. So, spiritual master means he says in toto what he hears from God. That is spiritual master. He does not make any speculation. That is the qualification of spiritual master. He speaks what he has heard from God. That's all. God cannot be all. God is one. God means he has no equal, he has no nobody above. There is God. Asama Urdhva. Nobody is more than God. Nobody is equal to God. Therefore, God is one. In the Vedic literature, the father, the teacher, the king, they are advised to look upon them as God. This is for the common person, but when he is advanced, then he goes above, that there is God above father, above king, above teacher. So, according to the stages, there are different literatures in the Vedic knowledge. Sometimes demigods are also accepted. So they have also got power, but controller, they are also controller. But the ultimate controller is fixed up, Ishara Parama Krishna. The supreme controller is Krishna. That is the verdict of Veda. Ishara Parama Krishna. And the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Matta Paradaram Nanya. There is no more superior controller or person than me. So that is absolute. Everywhere you'll find, suppose if you accept me God, but I am controlled by somebody else. So I am not absolute God. But if you can find out somebody, he is not only controller, but he is not controlled by anyone, then he is absolute. That is Krishna. Yes, Chantari.